Laura Gomez is going to be joining us. She plays one of the characters that was there intermittently originally and has now been a part of the series for the last 2 years. And she is Blanca Flores on the show. Netflix really started a whole, I can't say they started it, but they were responsible for at least making these self-produced series by streaming services a thing. And now Orange is the New Black is in its seventh and final season. And unlike a lot of the shows that many of you may be familiar with that the networks used to produce, you know, Netflix drops this all in one bundle and the shows are all out there, and that's where the term binge watching and all that kind of stuff came from. So we're going to wind back just a little bit and look at the final season here with Laura Gomez, who on the show plays Blanca Flores, joining us by phone this morning. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
It is great to have you here and great to have you preview a little bit. Now, I know Orange is the New Black fans, they're already halfway through if they haven't finished it, because the new season, their last season dropped on the 26th, if I recall, correct?
That's correct,
yes.
Yes.
So so it's out there already, and shows have done a better job, I think, of winding this up and telling people, oh, this is the last season now, and they bring them to some sort of conclusion. Unlike in my day, the three networks, a lot of times they'd just be there, and oops, it wasn't there next year, and there was really no closure. So
that's true.
So you're going to you're going to hopefully have a little bit more closure here. But for folks that may not be super familiar with Orange is the New Black, it's well, you tell people what it's about.
Well, we from the get-go have been exposing the story of Piper, who goes into this prison and it's sort of incarcerated for some drug-related charges. And then we, after she gets into this prison in Litchfield, discover this whole universe of women that are there for different circumstances. Some even don't belong there. And Orange has been exposed in different realities, like the prison privatization of the prison complex and the capitalization of you know, how that this has become a business, and exploring the human side of this story, of these characters, and humanizing them in a way that they some have become fan favorites. And that's the beauty of what the show has done. Right now, we're going, like you said, into the last season, season seven, and we keep exploring issues like Black Lives Matters and, well, in this case, immigration detention centers as a huge business, and I have been honored to have played a role in amplifying the reality of immigrant detention.
In this season, as I understand it, your character is actually released from prison only to get swept up in the immigration system, being your character is a U.S. citizen, but ends up in a immigration detention facility in this season, right?
Well, there's a whole, without giving spoilers, not exactly a U.S. citizen, but there's there is some questions about the legal status that she's in. We explore that in season seven. And, of course, we get to explore the whole systemic problem that it is the detention centers. And Blanca is kind of the character at the end of season six when she gets detained by ICE that takes us through this journey. There's other characters that we're going to see that are going to amplify this story. And, of course, we're going to see all the other beloved characters that we have got to know, like Tasty and what she's going through. I don't want to give many spoilers,
sure.
but you know, so, you know, people hurry up because
they're going to be out there.
That
is kind of the race to the spoiler, isn't it? You got to watch it before everybody starts talking about what happened. So you have to get to it.
Yes.
This, as you said, Laura, is a series that was originally started from a memoir from a woman who, I think unassumingly, she was wrapped up in some activity that, yes, was criminal and whatever, but had basically already turned her own life around. And 10 years later, this comes back to bite her, kind of, and she ends up in the prison system. And so that's where it starts. Now, obviously, all these kinds of series are built on a, you know, sometimes a factual premise. And then there's a lot of fictional stuff that goes on there. How much research goes on in the development of some of the storylines that are in Orange is the New Black?
Well, for sure, for the creators, there was a lot more, right? They had to go there, not only read the memoir itself, but have Piper Kerman as a consultant. She's the woman who's actually not at all like the fictional character, because like you said, there's a lot of it that goes into fiction. Mm-hmm. The real Piper Kerman is actually married to Larry, the guy we see in season one, whereas in our show, we continue the exploration of the relationship between Piper and Alex, played by Taylor Schilling and Laura Prepon. But it's definitely a show that has been bringing these topics to light. How is that the system prison works? How much punishment does a person get? How much more punishment does it get after it already paid for their crimes? And those are topics that are very important. We talk about recidivism and how it works and what is the system in our society like for people who go into prison and come out, and how the system is set up for them to, you know, for failure. And it's a reflection of society in many ways. And I'm sure, you know, our writers themselves went through a lot of that research. We as actors get ready for characters, for the character itself, but then we get educated as we go as well in all these topics. And then you start getting involved with people who are formerly incarcerated or with organizations that definitely bring a light into these topics on a deeper level. And that's precisely what season 7 does with the topic of immigration. It has been very intense for me to find out how much deeper it is. We have it in the news, we're living through it, but sometimes it's easier to ignore reality than it is to ignore fiction, and that's what we hope we're doing with these characters in this show.
Sure. Well, it's getting a lot of chatter here, and as I said, it's already out there on Netflix, so you know, hit it up if folks haven't. This being the final season, I know I got to turn you loose here, but what's next for you? Looking at films, another series, anything on the immediate horizon for Laura?
Yes, I just finished shooting a film in my country, Dominican Republic, called Sunshine. I'm very excited about that. It's a different character, and I'm always very excited to connect with Latin America overall. I'm writing and with views of directing, because I feel if this show taught me something, is how important it is to have the other points of views of people and women of color. And I think that, you know, I'm writing those roles that the industry won't necessarily give me, or at least that's the idea. And right now, and then I'm in that process of like, I'm an unemployed actor looking for work, but also creating my own. And I know that translates at some point, so I'm very calm and enjoying this little moment of peace.
Well, great. Best of luck. We look forward to seeing you again in a new series or a new motion picture or something very time soon. All right. Laura Gomez, I know I got to get you out of here. Thanks very much for your time today, and we'll be looking forward to binge-watching the whole season 7 of Orange is the New Black.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.